The 365 Midweek Peak Rider's Seat.
So yes, time for another visit to our writer's seat, where for a couple of minutes every Wednesday, we give you the chance to hear some words straight from the imagination of an author from pretty much any genre, anywhere on the face of this beautiful planet, giving these writers a chance to spread the word about their brilliant wordsmanship, and you, our gorgeous listeners, just a taste of something you might like to read in the future. This week, our awesome author is getting ready to release her debut novel, which is a throwback to a time when all that mattered was boys, bullies, and booze. The book covers her real-life teenage diary from 13 years old, right up to the night before she went to uni, with her own modern-day adult commentary. So, if you're looking to lose yourself in a bit of nostalgia, this may well be for you. Enough from me, though. As read by her friend Emma Ballantyne, is an excerpt from Claire Lede's soon-to-be-released debut novel, Diary of a Teenage Dirtbag.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
30th of October, 1999. Listening to Disco 2000 by Pulp. SJ's party. I was so excited to get invited because everyone was going, but it was so crap in the end. Lucy Murphy and Sophia were pulling everyone. Polly Duff supposedly had sex with Andy Burns. Then she pulled Lucy away from the guy Lucy was pulling and started pulling him. What a slapper. No one wanted to pull me. No one wanted me there. I don't really feel like anyone ever wants me anywhere. I wish I'd worn something different too. My mum had convinced me I looked really nice, but I knew I shouldn't have listened to her. I vividly remember what I wore to this party, and it was not the required teenage 90s party uniform of short, black, and spaghetti strapped. I was dressed for a 5-year-old's birthday party, with a broderie anglaise blouse, a knee-length blue and white gingham skirt, bare legs, and my 1999 standard issue kickers. Jane left early, so I went and sat with the popular girls outside. They all just stopped talking and stared at me before Lucy said, sorry, Claire, but we were kind of having a private conversation. I was so embarrassed. I just said, oh, sorry, and left, hoping it was nearly time for my dad to come and get me. Lucy Murphy and I had been friends since birth, but she was popular now, and I hadn't made the cut. Lucy's parents spent most of the early 80s with my parents, drinking wine in their perms and shoulder pads. There was no doubt in their minds when Lucy and I were born at opposite ends of 1985 that we were to be the best of friends. We spent our whole childhood together, with all the face painting, cartwheeling, brownies, sleepovers, makeovers, after school clubs and ballet classes that it entailed. After the fateful puberty summer of 1999, Lucy suddenly stopped calling us best friends and transitioned us to special family friends. Lucy then took her new role as mean girl very seriously, and I found not only being dumped but then bullied by my childhood best friend heartbreaking. I envied those girls so much, with their blue hair mascara, Rachel Green hairdos, and hipster, of the low-rise, not bearded variety, pleather miniskirts.
So once again, that was an extract from Claire Lede's debut novel, Diary of a Teenage Dirtbag, 1999 to 2003, as read by Emma Ballantyne. And you can find out more information about the launch of this book, which is going to be through Matador, and all of the details about Claire through both Instagram and Twitter under the handle at ClaireLede85. And of course, we're going to share all this information about her and her writing for you on our socials for you to get a closer look at. And you'll be able to listen again to that excerpt from Diary of a Teenage Dirtbag and all of the amazing works from our past some authors on our Writer's Seat podcast, which is available to follow and subscribe to now through all good podcast providers. And remember, if you're a writer and you think this kind of thing is going to help get your work noticed, then do use our social medias, including the Writer's Seat Twitter feed at Writer's Seat MWP, or find those hashtags 365 Midweek Peak, Writer's Seat, and send us a recording of roughly 2 minutes of you, or if not you, then like you just heard there, someone that you know reading out a part of your writing along with all of your details, and we'll make sure we do for you exactly what we did for the amazing Claire Lede there and give you a well-deserved writer's lift. Or for more information, just email 365writersseat@gmail.com, and it could be you sat in our nice and comfy Midweek Peak writer's seat this time next week on 365 Radio.
The Writer's Seat podcast is a One Flower Two Turtles audio production, from midday until 2 every Wednesday on 365 Radio, the Midweek Peak with Steve. Wednesdays, just the way you love it.